This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk radio review time on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. It's compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time we get together to put a, the spin on this would be, it's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show, where we have some experts in talk radio, that is people who are hosts on the DJV program with me, going through the issues so you can hear some of the things that we talked about during the week. In case you don't listen to the DJV program, I can't imagine why you wouldn't. You can find it every day, all day, as a matter of fact. Goes through the day, the full show, at djvshow.com. So let's get to the people list, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The people list, as I think we're, I try to change this up every week so that we can approach the issues in a different way. So I'm just going to run through the people list. If you have some comments, make them, and then we'll go on to the story list. The lists are all published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com every week, so you can see, oh, it's there, and we certainly go through the lists as we can through the course of these 2 hours. At number 10 on the people list, Rudy Giuliani. That's a story that deserves a little bit more time than just mentioning his name. And because it's in the list, the story list, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Joe Rogan as well. Let me just go through, because we'll get to all of these in the story list. Joe Rogan is at 9. Brian Flores is at 8. Whoopi Goldberg is at 7. Jeff Zucker at 6. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is at 5. Mike Pence is at 4. Donald Trump is at 3. Tony Fauci is at 2, and Joe Biden is at 1. Okay, so on the story list, number 10 is a focus on the climate and the winter storms. We look around the country at the moment, and as you hear this program, there will have been a massive number of states that will have gone through in the last 3-4 days this powerful storm. The winter storm that's gone is really a sprawling storm, forcing schools to close, knocking out power, massively disrupting road and air travel. I think I saw 4,500 flights were canceled over a couple of day period, right? Mm-hmm. But it started down in New Mexico and has spread all the way across the middle of the country, up into Canada. And so states of emergency all over the place. It's wintertime. You know, people get themselves all worked up into a frenzy about this, the damage that happens because we have not yet learned, or we haven't decided as a population, as a civilization, to put the power lines in the ground. We put the power lines hanging on poles everywhere, and as soon as there's an ice storm or lots of wind or whatever, the power goes out. It happens all year in almost every state. Summertime, lightning hits the poles, crash, bang, boom. They have heavy thunderstorms, that knocks out, it goes on and on and on, and we don't seem to, the power companies will tell you, well, it's too expensive and we'd have to pass the cost onto ratepayers. So, would you be willing, Jennifer, to pay more money? Well, you actually in California, most of the power line's in the ground anyway, right?
No, well, not in my neighborhood.
I thought they were.
Believe it or not, most of Los Angeles does not have their power lines under the ground.
Well, the neighborhoods that I've been in Santa Monica, most of them are under the ground. Anyway, but it's
a lot of it
just
has to do with their own city and the city regulations and stuff. Yeah. So it depends on where you are. But I don't know. There's already such a huge, I mean, our power bills have gone up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
At some point, you want to get more service for all the
extra competition.
Money.
That's what competition and monopolies do.
No, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. What about in where you are? Now, you're in a sort of modern complex there. Is everything underground in New Jersey where you are, Victoria?
I don't think so, no. I mean, they're power, because
you
we lose power.
Look out the window. You see
Well, but
poles?
You not in the actual apartment village where we are, but the surrounding city. It's all above. It's all big poles.
Uh-huh.
So, and we lose power, like, a lot. We've had so many random, when it's not even that hot or cold out, we just sort of have, like, a brownout for whatever reason. I don't know. But, yeah. But again, like, our electric bill was $250 this month, and we have a two-bedroom apartment. So, it's a
lot.
How
much?
$250.
For how many bedroom apartment?
Two. We have about 1,100 square feet.
I don't pay that much, and you know how big my house is.
Yeah. Either your house is really cold, or we're getting really ripped off. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know if you have electric heating on. I have gas power.
We have electric. Yeah, it's all electric.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So that explains that. At any rate, this warmer weather that's coming in behind it, for those of you who are tracking the days, counting the days, as of this week, we are halfway through the winter season, the winter months. And if you've looked at any of the curves, the meteorological curves, you've seen the temperature, at least where I am in the Northeast, continue to phase up. Like as I'm doing this, it's raining and it's 44 degrees. We've had temperatures down. We had actually minus 4 like a week ago. So it goes up and down. And people will say that's global warming, climate change. See, the thing that, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because we have a lot of other good things to talk about, but the climate change, global warming thing. Does climate change equal global warming, or the other way around? Does global warming equal climate change? I say maybe somewhat, but it isn't completely responsible because the Earth does what the Earth does. So you put the two of them together, the Earth and its natural progression of changing itself and its structure, plus the fact that we've thrown a lot of fossil fuel fumes into the atmosphere, I think all of those things add up. But, you know, are we going to do, we were talking on the DJV program about the Postal Service ordering 80,000 new delivery vans that were gas-powered, and the EPA sent a note over to the guy that runs the Postal Service and says, you can't do that because we want everything to be electric. And
I think they already have the order in, right, for all the
gas
trucks, for the electric ones.
Yeah, they're going to do it anyway.
No. For the electric ones, yeah, they are already on order. So
at the Postal Service?
For the Postal Service, yeah. I'm pretty sure they already ordered those electric vans. I forget who's making them. I think Ford, maybe? I don't remember. But I think they're already on order. So, like, why would you order more gas trucks now? That's just,
well, because they can't get that Ford can't deliver on the electric ones. I think that's the, but they can't deliver on electric truck. People have bought, my son bought one of those electric Ford 150, F-150s. Can't deliver them. They can't make them because there's too many chips involved. That's one thing about the electric cars that nobody's been talking about. There are more chips to power and run those cars than in the normal car. And we all know what the nightmare situation is thanks to the Chinese and others, mostly the Chinese, on the chip scale. The Chinese have hoarded hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of chips just to keep them away from the international market, to hurt the international market. And so on and on we go. Speaking of China, number 9 this week is the situation with China and the Winter Olympics, which gets started officially this weekend as you listen to this program. I was talking on the DJV program about an interview that I saw with a Bloomberg reporter. It was on Bloomberg, but it was being done in Beijing with a couple of Americans. One of them was a professor of Asian studies at some Northern California university, and she spent the time that she had with this fellow extolling the value, virtue, and the wonder of China. What a great, wonderful history we have, and we're doing so much to help the world. So the interviewer said, well, what about the Uyghurs? And she said, basically, what about the Uyghurs? That was kind of the answer to her. Yeah, lovely.
What did she say about the camp?
About the camp?
Yeah. Oh, didn't she say they were training camps or something?
She said they were training. Oh, yeah, they're training camps. Yeah, of course they are.
Right.
Right on. The let me go back to Rudy Giuliani for a second, because the Masked Singer thing, we haven't really talked a whole lot about it. And I'm not sure that was Giuliani?
He's one of the contestants.
The contestants?
Yeah. And so when he took his mask off, I guess everyone was surprised. I haven't seen the clip. I don't think anyone's released it yet. But, yeah, I guess everyone was surprised to see it. And Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke walked off the set.
Oh,
I
give think me that, a break. Good
well,
God.
But yeah, that's what here's I the thing, too. Though. I'm a big... Yeah, but Rudy Giuliani is... I mean, no one political belongs on that show. This is one of my favorite shows. It is a complete escape from all politics.
Okay.
And
so
I don't care about Rudy, because I don't want to see Gavin Newsom take a mask off either. Or Andrew Cuomo, or anybody's
here's
political.
If he did, I wouldn't like walk away. That's
well,
the thing that's
I'm
so disgusting.
I mean, you know, whatever. That's their choice. It's you know,
but it's you know what
of,
the point
know,
is that this
happening.
Is a group of people that say that we have that they don't like the right, they don't like Republicans because they're mean and they're nasty and all this stuff. Yet the mean and nastiest people are the ones who say that people need to be more kind to one another. I don't know. I just think it's such a hypocritical. Icky look. If you can't stand and just do your job, which is what Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong are paid to do. They're paid to judge the Masked Singer. You do your job and you get on with it. I don't know. It's not like Rudy Giuliani has committed murder. He says stuff that you don't like. That's what we do in this country. There's plenty of stuff that Ken Jeong says that I don't like, but I would still stand there.
I'd walk on.
This could be any politician. What really annoyed me is a huge fan of this show is that they brought politics into it. This was a bad call by the producers.
This ruined.
I mean, to me, this is a political free zone. Everybody I know from all walks of the aisles.
I'm with you.
Everybody
on that
loves
one.
The
I agree.
Show, and this tainted it completely. The executive producer should be fired for this. They also threw their cast under the bus. They knew politically where Ken Jeong was. I don't know anything about Robin Thicke's politics.
He's not even an American. He's a Canadian.
No, he's got a kid here, so I think he's a dual citizen. Yeah. But still, it doesn't matter. They ruined it. I feel like they completely... I was so looking forward to this season, and if they show
so
all this stupid stuff...
Jenny McCarthy's
she and Nicole Scherzinger, I guess, sat there and
stayed,
talked
and
to him.
They did their thing. I mean, I guess it's easy to say...
I'm
the first. I'm the first one to say take politics out of Hollywood, but Hollywood is all political. They are always spewing politics, so that's how we know how Ken Jeong feels.
But
they make it political.
I think that Victoria is 100% right, though. Keep that stuff off of shows like that. There's no place for it. Yeah, we got enough politics in our lives.
But that's just facing out conservatives. That means nobody with conservative beliefs.
Well,
can go
but
on
nobody
on
should.
I just said I don't want
all
Cuomo.
Right,
I don't want anybody else on there.
18
on the left.
After the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at Straight Talk.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Three at the hour now here on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And we have from our social media, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, answers to questions that relate to the charts, the subject matter that's in the charts. So we're going to get to some of your thoughts and your comments after this. Ah, okay, that's what we do. I forgot we don't.
So get it there.
Here we are. Right. Now it's time for yesterday. Okay. The Biden presidency so far. Let's get some comments. People rating it. Here's Bobby. Is it Leopardi? I guess it is. L-E-O-P-A-R-D-I. Thank you, Robbie, for your comment. He's a freaking saint compared to you-know-who. I think that's funny. But I want a JFK type, a young Democrat, to win in 2024. Oh, Pete, you're a man then, I think. Bobby, that'd be the way I'd look at it. Susie Ortiz, Trump, 2021. Okay.
What?
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
At least add 2024. I mean, come on.
That was last year.
Thank you. Jeez. Maybe that tells you something. Ryan Lundetti says he's flushing our money down the toilet. Referring to Biden. That probably a reaction to the fact that this week the announcement was that we are, as a country, $30 trillion in debt. And guess how much debt there is in the Chinese government. Anybody want to guess?
I'm guessing zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Okay. I guess who holds all of our debt? Oh, China.
There it is. Okay, next question for our listeners on social media, referred to Whoopi Goldberg's suspension from The View. Here's somebody identifying himself as a listener named Oddball, as opposed to Odd Job. Remember him from Goldfinger? Movies, the race of the people or person you said things about shouldn't dictate the punishment. Imus and Dean lost their shows. Equal treatment for everyone.
But see, Imus said something racist, like blatantly racist.
Well, so did.
But that's not Goldberg. What she said.
I'll give you this, Victoria.
She did not make and certainly did not intend to make a racist comment against Jews. I mean, come on.
But here's the thing, and this is less about what Whoopi has said and more about what ABC and Disney have done. ABC and Disney painted themselves into a corner with how they have handled things in the past. Gina Carano said something about the pandemic and lost her entire career. Roseanne made a comment about Susan Rice when she was drunk and apologized.
Well, racist comment.
Yeah.
And said, she said she didn't know it was racist.
Oh, please.
And that's the same thing. Okay. But that's exactly, see, this is the thing, though, Victoria, is that Whoopi said the same thing.
Does anyone really believe that Roseanne didn't think making a comment about a black woman and a gorilla?
It's a really dangerous place to be because Whoopi Goldberg said something that I believe she was just stupid. I think Whoopi Goldberg is stupid when it comes to race. She thinks it always has to be about skin color. She didn't know Jews were considered to be a race, and she said something stupid. I don't think she's an anti-Semite, but I don't know. Yeah. That's just my opinion, and she said something anti-Semitic. And so now what? Disney fires two people and is now forced to suspend another. Like, it's a bad look because you have to be consistent, and that's the danger of cancel culture and getting rid of these people.
All right,
that
next
you then
listener's
have to
comment.
Same standard.
Robin Frost says, if I did that on Facebook, there would be a backlash. 99% of any businesses I could work for would fire me. So why is this different? Listener named P-Duster65. That means others on the show were fired for less. Were they?
No.
I don't remember that.
On The View?
No.
Yeah, I think so. All right, question. Should the Olympics have been moved out of China? Let's see here. Everybody basically said they should have been moved. Carol LaPelle, Dan Myers as examples, Randy Ladd. There's a question about Neil Young and Spotify. Len says it's ironic that these hippies who made their careers from expressing their opinions and campaigning against the establishment are now in lockstep with the establishment. I thought that was an interesting comment. Thank you. And continue your comments on our social media. It's 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed in a phone call Sunday ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border. Macron is due to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday, and then Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on CNN Sunday endorsed the re-election campaign of his Republican colleague, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Alaska could only be so lucky to have her continue to serve them.
Thank you.
Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 public mandates. A GoFundMe campaign to support truckers was canceled by GFM, saying they will refund all the money donated. They blame truckers' actions for their decision. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One lawmaker is claiming New York Democrats are working against the will of the people. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York, whose district is in danger of being eliminated, was on Newsmax explaining her complaint.
Democrats screaming democracy all the time. Democracy, democracy, undermining democracy and all that. Well, guess what? The voters of New York in a 2-1 Democratic state voted overwhelmingly to eliminate the partisan gerrymandering and also the vote harvesting and the no-ask absentee voting, same-day registration. Those things are on the ballot, and the New Yorkers across the state voted against them, but the Democrats delivered them right back to the New York voters against the will of the people. And so what they're trying to do is the Democrats know that they're facing this red wave across the nation, and they're looking for places they can shore up votes. And by using this partisan gerrymandering, they're trying to eliminate Republicans. And this is about counting. You know, they just want to make sure they can, you know, they're losing in Texas. They're losing in Florida. They're losing across the country. So they're going in and they're trying to find ways to carve up the districts based on getting Democrat win right. And eliminating Republicans in the House of Representatives. So as my colleague Nicole Meliotakis indicated, they are trying to silence upstate and New York voices, particularly Republican and conservative voices.
NASA announced while the James Webb Space Telescope began its 3-month alignment process, the Webb team saw the first photons of starlight that traveled through the entire view of the telescope. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Roundup, if you will, a review of the top 10 stories, the charts for the week of January 31st to February the 4th, here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're sort of still, I want to lurk around number 7 in a manner of speaking, because I think it's interesting, the football game, that's what they call it, the game of the year, the game of the century, whatever the nonsense.
The big game.
The big game, yes. Yeah. Well, we're not supposed to, because we're not licensed to talk about the Super Bowl, we're not supposed to say Super Bowl on the air, because we could
but
be sued.
But we can say it's a bowl, and it's super.
Yes, it is.
No, I think they want everybody, right?
They
as
want
long
you to say the big game.
Money.
Big right. game. Yes.
But it's only if you're making money from it. Like, a lot of people, like, advertise Super Bowl parties or something like that, and then they use mm-hmm. the name to enrich themselves. And so, right. yeah. I mean, how can you avoid it and, like, use a code word when you're on the radio?
So let me ask you about this, these questions that are coming up about why folks weren't informed about the apparent beating of that San Francisco 49ers fan?
Gosh, I would love to know. I have
what,
no
wait,
idea.
What's the story? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, this story
this has been
is
very
so
quiet
buried.
Show. Yeah.
And what really is annoying, and it's embarrassing, I live in Los Angeles, it is embarrassing because years ago, just to, for some context, years ago outside of a Dodger game, there was a huge back and forth between, I guess, a Dodger and a Giant fan, and it was started in the stadium, carried out to the parking lot. The people, I think the Dodger fan was part of a gang or something, he had like three other people that came and beat the living crud out of Brian Stowe was his name. I think he ended up dying. He was on life support for a long time. All over a stupid thing. Look, I don't like the Giants either. That doesn't mean you bash their heads in the parking lot. And it was a terrible look for Los Angeles. And the Dodgers had to pay and these fans had to pay. That was a few years ago. Now, apparently, a guy who's supposed to be a 49ers fan who was in the crowd at SoFi Stadium is in a coma after he was attacked at the stadium on Sunday after the game. The Inglewood Police Department found him in the parking lot L around the stadium, about a half an hour after, I guess, the game had started, which is kind of bizarre. They found him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon local time. Firefighters were called in. They identified the guy as Daniel Luna, who's a restaurant owner from Oakland, 40 years old. They moved him. He's wearing a 49ers jersey when they found him, which is why they think that could be a reason for the attack, a dispute or something like that, and not a robbery. The ER staff put him into a coma. He's still there. He's been induced into a coma. And they're trying to figure out what happened, whether or not this was
an attack
or what.
Are we an advanced civilization or not? Are we
I don't know.
Cro-Magnons
but
here with these?
What I think is so weird to your point about this, Doug, is I live here. I watch the local news every single day. It didn't pop up until the end of the week.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of the football season, the mask wearing for fans, apparently this came about as the result of your hero and mine, Mayor Eric Garcetti, urging fans to keep their masks on when he takes his off.
So irritating.
these guys.
These people need like a course in leadership before they take office, right? God. If you're going to make these crazy rules for other people, then you've got to follow them too.
All right, number six on the story list is the exiting stage left of Jeff Zucker from CNN. I don't know if he's a household name or not, but he's becoming a household name if people don't know. He used to produce the Today Show, and then he went to CNN to run run their network, and he's gone because he's having an affair with a worker, and that didn't set well. I guess it all started with Cuomo, right? Isn't that where this all started, Cuomo?
Well, during the investigation about Chris Cuomo, I guess Jeff Zucker admitted that he had not disclosed his relationship with this woman. And so that's how it really, the Chris Cuomo stuff, like a lot of people are like, oh, Chris Cuomo, you know, he had so much power or whatever. I don't really think so. I mean, I think this just came out during that investigation. So, yes, it's tied to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo certainly has an axe to grind. But I think that this was the worst kept secret ever. And Jeff Zucker wanted to leave a year ago. His resignation was almost like cheerful. He was like, well, okay, bye.
Right.
But he was so happy.
Subsequent, the stuff that's come out, and there have been pieces in the Wall Street Journal and some of the anchors themselves over at CNN, like, I don't know, maybe pissed. Jeff Zucker wasn't sad about leaving, but this was definitely not something that he wanted to do. He was asked to leave by the CEO at Warner Media, and part of what happened is when they were investigating Chris Cuomo said he wanted to be paid out for the rest of his contract. Zucker said, no, we're not paying you out for the rest of your contract. You're gone. And Chris Cuomo's lawyer said, well, we know that you've been in this relationship with Allison Gullis, who's like the head of marketing at CNN. You haven't disclosed it. That's an underling, and you're breaking our corporate policy. And they blackmailed Jeff Zucker, allegedly. And so Zucker's like, I'm not going to pay you out. They went to Warner Media. Warner Media then pushed Zucker out. And the people at CNN they're not making this a secret. Jake Tapper went on and said that the bad guy has won in all of this, meaning Chris Cuomo, for his role in taking down Jeff Zucker. Allison Camerota was crying her eyes out on television about it. Brian Stelter was upset about it. I mean, it's really interesting how this came to be, especially because no one seemed to be surprised. They all knew he was dating her. It just hadn't been officially disclosed, but that was enough.
Okay. Speaking of the Cuomos, there's a big to-do about the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, having Governor Cuomo to dinner. Guess who's coming to dinner? And so what's the big deal? Does that mean Eric Adams is complicit with Cuomo because he was accused of sexual harassment? I love the way the dots are connected here, kind of sideways and circular. So he wants to have dinner with Cuomo. What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, they knew each other because Cuomo was the governor and, you know, Eric Adams was the president of the borough of Brooklyn. But, I think this says a lot more about Cuomo than it does about Eric Adams. Cuomo is everywhere now. He is all over the city. He is staging something. He's met with union leaders in very public restaurants. Now he meets with the brand new mayor of New York.
President Cuomo,
greeting, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to run for governor again in New York. I don't know, but he is definitely gearing up for something. So
Adams had dinner with Bloomberg and Bill Blasio, he's looking for advice on governing. I don't know why he'd go to Blasio. I wouldn't want to get any advice from him.
Well, I think transitionally you probably do want to meet with your predecessor to go over some things, especially in a pandemic. But, I don't think this looks bad for Adams. I think this just looks...
No.
For me personally, I'm very more interested in what Cuomo's up to.
All right, number five. Situation with Russia. Ladies... The U.S. has accused Russia of planning a, quote, staged video as a pretext for Ukraine, the attack on them. So
not
has anybody seen...
Not a stretch,
this?
Right? Yeah, I don't know why people are fighting back on this. The British intel says the same thing, you know, that they're gonna show this, like, fake video. What was the movie where there was, like, a whole war launched and it was over a fake video? Wasn't that Dustin Hoffman in it? There was a movie.
Yeah,
was it Wag the Dog or something like that? It was something.
That's it. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah. It's basically like that's what Russia's going to do. I mean, that's how far behind they are on movies, but that's what they're going to do.
But this is not the first time they've done something like that, right? Because they always have to have an excuse for making a more aggressive move, and so it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility. And it's an interesting tactic, maybe by bringing it up and making it global news, maybe that stops them from being
able
to do it.
What do they do in Ukraine other than stay cold? Do they have an industry there? They do farming, I know that, but what else
baking.
Goes on in Ukraine? They have, would you say baking?
Banking.
Oh, banking.
There was
do
the,
they?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Oh,
there
I don't know
something
that.
Like that, yeah.
Really? Oh. Well, I know that the reason that Putin wants it is because he likes that resort he has in the Crimean Sea, so he wants to control the country. To do that.
So he can be shirtless more often.
Right, yes, yeah, that'd be cool.
On a horse.
Imagine you're a Russian soldier and you're working that side of the street. Okay, so let's see, number four, I really don't want to talk about this. You're welcome to take a shot. January 6th investigation, I'm sick of it. What's new?
What's new is that Trump has said that he would pardon the people who've been sentenced.
Yeah, it is.
And that's caused a lot of flack from the left and from the right.
Wait a minute.
Well, if he wins, then that's what his plan was. A lot of Republicans are not okay with that, so he's gotten it's pretty divisive.
I think that a lot of Republicans are wearing out on Trump. I'm not sure Jennifer is.
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
And believe me, I look at stuff. It's not just about my own personal feelings. I look at stuff from other perspectives. And he's winning in like every poll when asked about candidates that people would like.
Really, they didn't ask me.
What I do think is interesting, though, is that Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, Doug, she has been raising money in, like, record numbers. So,
yeah,
obviously, there are a lot of people. Yeah, but still, I think there are. I know
people
plenty of Republicans who think that she makes sense.
It's like Kristen Sinema. Kristen Sinema, there's a big story about how she's raised like $1 million in the last month or something like that. And it's all from Republicans. So, it's funny how alternate parties get involved
Ain't it
because
funny
they want the support.
Yeah. Our time slips away. Okay, so here's something that maybe I'm just looking this over right now. Politics of COVID, politics of the Olympics. Nancy Pelosi has told the Olympic athletes, is Pelosi over there? I would think they...
No,
right.
She's not over there. No one went over there. It was a diplomatic boycott.
She said, don't use the games as a venue for protesting. Basically, if you want to stay if you don't want to end up spending a couple of years in China.
Well, she's right, because they can get stuck there. And they're filing lawsuits already against journalists who have dared to say anything about the Uyghurs. So, and once they file a lawsuit, you're stuck in China. You can't leave the country and wait for it to go through the courts. It's not like over here. I mean, you're stuck there, and you're arrested, and you're in jail. She's right to say that. This is not the time. If you want to be an athlete and you want to go and compete in the games, this is not the time to let your politics fly. This is just not safe.
Number two on our list has to do with the economy. I noticed the number of permanent store closures in the aftermath of this past holiday shopping season has gone down, comparing it to the same time last year. So if you look back last year, 742 store closures down? No, that's this year, down 65% from what it was in the same period. So that's a good sign in the economy, right?
I think people have been really pent up indoors and they want to go out to a mall or go shopping in a store.
Get Amazon, yes.
Yeah.
Please.
I think that's a big sign.
Or go shopping at the new Amazon store in the mall.
Yeah, in the mall. Right, exactly. They're everywhere. Ah, man. Every time I think about Amazon, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't see some truck parked in the middle of the road delivering this stuff. But yet, Amazon beat earnings expectations. The profits doubled for Amazon last quarter. The price of a Prime membership is $139 now. Would you pay $139 for Prime membership in Amazon?
I do, I guess. I do.
15%?
Yeah,
there you go. Okay, so there it is, our overview of the charts with our thoughts. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at your service at 48 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's roofing company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Past the hour now. Let's add to your listening and dancing pleasure here with a countdown from number 5 to number 1 of the top technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen to do the honors at number 5. The FCC is shining, would you say? Yes or no? I think you like Jessica Rosenworkel. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the few things that this new FCC has done, I am not unhappy with. I think this is, I feel like when it comes to robocalls and solicitations and things like that, I feel like everybody can agree on this, right? That we get way too many. And so the newest proposal is to stop the robocallers from leaving you ringless voicemails. And that happens, like, I know this happens to me and I still have to remind myself, oh no, it's a ringless one. Because I look down at my phone and all of a sudden I have a new text message or I have a new voicemail and the phone never rang. And so this is a new way that they're getting into people's phones without your permission. And so this new proposal is aiming to crack down on those. And this actually started in 2017. I was not a fan of the former chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. He just didn't seem to do anything, and robocalls during the pandemic were off the charts. I mean, set records in the billions every quarter. So I don't understand why this is not. I mean, this should be a bipartisan effort that everyone agrees we all hate robocalls. So hopefully this new plan will work.
Yeah. All right. Number 4, Google adding something that amounts to a hotline, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So Google has they've added to their search results for domestic violence related topics. They now have information on how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And so the hotline is supported 24 hours a day. They have phone and chat services available in English and Spanish and in 200 other languages through interpreters. Intimate partner violence affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men over the course of their lives. And the pandemic has exacerbated all of these risk factors for domestic violence. Economic stress, depression, alcohol use, drug use has led to a huge spike in domestic violence cases.
Number 3 is a crypto focus. Look out, below for crypto.
Oh, man, yeah. So bogus crypto investments have led to unprecedented increases in online scams last year. This is according to new data from the Federal Trade Commission. Cryptocurrency is an easy target because it's surging in popularity, but not a lot of people really understand it, and that's kind of the problem. This FTC report says that this is especially true for younger people ages 18 to 39. They were twice as likely to report losing money to a social media scam as older adults were last year. And so these things aren't carried out on social media, but a lot of people are exposed to these scams on social media. Then they get to another site, and then that's where they end up giving up money, thinking they're buying Bitcoin or whatever, and they're not. And it's just a huge scam. 95,000 people last year alone reported losing $770 million in fraud schemes on social media. So everyone, please be really careful when you're dealing with crypto.
At number two, Facebook. Boo.
Yeah, Facebook had a bad week. So Facebook on Wednesday reported their first ever quarterly decline of daily users. And this was across the globe. It actually sent their stock plunging 20%. It was a massive stock drop. It wiped out $200 billion of their market value. And this is the first time that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, essentially they were all flat. But Facebook lost 1 million daily users in North America. And that's where they make the most of their money. So bad week for Facebook.
Yep. All right. Not a good week for Spotify either, given the Joe Rogan, Neil Young, and all the rest of the musicians piling onto the Neil Young side of the issue here, right?
Yeah. So Peloton's favorite news story in a while is about Spotify because it's taken all
off.
Of the heat off of them. Spotify, of course, it started with Neil Young versus Joe Rogan. It's become so much more than that. This all started with a letter, actually, last December from a group of 270 doctors and scientists. They issued an open letter to Spotify asking them to better manage the misinformation about COVID on the platform. Nothing happened. And a month or two later, Neil Young comes along, pulls his music, and then the floodgates open. Paul McCartney, Willie Nelson, the Rolling Stones, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Grohl, Joni Mitchell, the rest of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, everybody has joined onto this now. And this has caused Spotify to lose about $4 billion in just 1 week. They're standing by Joe Rogan. He has a $100 million deal with them. But they say they're going to change up their practices and try to present more balance. Right. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's called face saving, I believe. Or listener saving. Maybe that's a better, more appropriate term. There they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.